Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for you people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God. Yeah. of God's Son and showers of blessings. So I say unto you this morning, let the Lord, let it go with you to work this morning. While you're driving your car, let the presence of the Lord, let it rest in you. Oh yes, you can take this presence that you're now receiving. Yes, you're now receiving the presence of the Lord. You can take it in the grocery store. You can take it on your job. You can take it to school. The presence of the Lord never has to cease. As long as he has an invitation, as long as you hunger and thirst after him, he'll come nigh to you. You need to say it this morning.
Let your presence
my heart.
For the Bible said that he that cometh to God must come believing that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Come on, everybody. Let's call Jesus.
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 There are two, the temple of the silver. Put join.
You're Jehovah Nissi. You're the man of the watches over me.
What a wonder you are.
Oh, Jesus. You are wonder.
What a wonder you are.
Oh, Jesus. You are wonder.
What a wonder you are.
You can do anything but fail.
For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
For all my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am
you, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit, supplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and everyone this morning in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Shout. Let's look at Psalm 100. If you have your Bible, please open to the book of Psalm, and it's Psalm 100. Hallelujah. And it's something that I think everybody should know that by the grace of God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endures all generations. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise. Psalm 5 says, give ear to our words, O Lord. Consider our meditation. Hearken unto the voice of our cry, our King and our God. For unto thee will we pray, our voices, O God, that thou shalt hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will we direct our prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight, thy hateth all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord shall abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for us who will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, in thy fear will we worship toward the holy temple. Lead us, O Lord, in thy righteousness. Because of our enemies, make thy way straight before our faces. For there is no faithfulness in their mouths. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sculpture. They flatter with their tongues. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all of us who trust in the Lord rejoice. Let us ever shout for joy, because thou defendest us. Let us that love your name be joyful in thee. For you will bless our favor. will you surround us as with a shield. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you and we thank you, O God. Lord, we give you honor and glory. Lord, we magnify your name. We bless your name. We praise your name, O God. Hallelujah. We magnify your glorious and your holy name. How great is our God. How awesome is our God. How wonderful is our Lord. We bless you and we thank you. Lord, thank you for each and every one under the sound of our voice and their families. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Oh, we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, if I had trillions and trillions of tongues, it is not enough to say thank you. From the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul, thank you, Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. Father, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy, O God, upon our grandchildren. Have mercy, O God, upon our spouses. Lord, be merciful unto us. Have mercy, O God. Forgive us, O God. All that we've done that's not pleasing to you, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we first cry out to you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. So, Lord, we ask you for your mercy. We stand in the gap for our children and grandchildren, our parents, our nieces, our nephews, our siblings. We cry out to you for mercy in the name of Jesus. Father God, this morning we thank you for sending your Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, hover over this place. Spirit of the living God, hover over our environment. Holy Spirit, take preeminence. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Release your breath upon us. Give us divine CPR, Holy Spirit. We need you every second. We need you every minute and every hour, Spirit of the living God. We bless your name. Holy Ghost, breathe upon us. Breathe in our atmosphere. Holy Ghost, give our children divine CPR. Resuscitate our lives. Restore unto us the joy of thy salvation. Breathe, Holy Ghost. Release your breath. Turn our atmosphere, this atmosphere, from natural to the supernatural. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are the glory. You are the lifter of our hands. And so, Lord, we thank you and we bless you. Release the blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So we soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak the airways, the cyberspace, the networks in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us. the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus upon our children and grandchildren. We soak them in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spouses in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus flush us in our bodies. That is not well, oh God. Sickness, whatever it is that is hindering us from fulfilling our divine assignment. Oh, Holy Spirit, heal us in the name of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus on every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system. We soak in the blood of Jesus, our environment in the blood of Jesus. Every food and water we eat, we cover with the blood of Jesus. Father God, release your blood. Release your blood, oh God, into the womb of barrenness. Release your blood into the womb of barrenness. Release your blood into the womb of barrenness and let it become fruitful, oh God. Release your blood, oh God. Release your blood into poverty, oh God. Let it become wealth, oh God. Release your blood. Release your blood into fear, O God, and give us your divine favor. Shield us with your favor. Release your blood into fear and give us faith, O God. Hallelujah. Release your blood into lies and deception and give us truth. Let truth prevail in our lives. Oh, Lord, release your blood. Release your blood into bitterness and unforgiveness. And give us love and forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Release your blood into disunity. And give us unity, for in unity the anointing flows from the top to the bottom. Release your blood in the name of Jesus. Release your blood into our atmosphere, O God. Release your blood in our homes, O God. Remove every contamination from in our homes, O God. Our dwelling places, remove everything that is not holy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, release your blood over our children. Release your blood over their mindset in the name of Jesus. Release your blood over our children's spirit, souls, and bodies. Release your blood. Release your blood. Cover our children in the blood of Jesus. Cover our spouses in the blood of Jesus. Cover our parents in the blood of Jesus. Our siblings in the blood of Jesus. Release your blood, the blood, the blood that gives us strength from day to day. Release your blood in this atmosphere. Oh, God, release your blood. Release your blood in Christian Michael. Release your blood in Joshua. Release your blood in Zechariah, oh, God. Take every impurity, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, release your blood upon Crystal. Release your blood, oh God, upon Tina. Release your blood, oh God, upon Al and Ricky. Release your blood. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness, creating us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. Release your blood in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, we put the armor on our children, our spouses, our grandchildren. Lord, our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews, everyone under the sound of our voice, including myself, we put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you. We bless your name. We praise your name, O God. If you said in your word, if we're willing and obedient, we will eat the fruit of the land, O God. So we pray that the Holy Spirit will help us in our walk with Almighty God. Lord, Holy Spirit, we need you to help us to walk right. Help us, Holy Spirit, to do all that is right in the sight of Almighty God. Oh, Holy Spirit, teach us to love as Christ loved us. In the name of Jesus, fall in love with Jesus. Lord, we need you, Jesus. So we thank you for the fresh oil. We thank you for the fresh anointing. We thank you, Lord, for the refreshing in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. Father God, those that are sick this morning, we thank you, Lord, for healing. Heal, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, release the blood of Jesus. Release the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Father, send your holy angels to be with us, guiding us and protecting us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yekurumase, diriyakurumase. Hallelujah. Father God, we pray, oh God, that you release a special grace upon each and every one of us this morning. Abundant grace, greater grace. Hallelujah. Let it rest upon us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let us walk in your grace, oh God. Hallelujah. You, Father, you love us, O God, and teach us to love others. Teach us to forgive in the name of Jesus. Father, help us, O God. We need you every minute, every hour, and every second. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. This morning, I'm going to give you a word that is so great to take you, that you can use, and those who want this can just let me know so I can send it to you. We're talking about for your namesake. Holy Spirit, help me to bring this word, not in my own power, but in the strength and power of Jesus. And you increase and take over in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For your namesake. For whose namesake? It is for God's namesake. There are times in the Bible, and I can give you scriptures upon scriptures. This is a word that will take you. Hallelujah. In fact, the word of God takes you through your lifetime, but I want you to pay attention to this. For your namesake, God, there are times in our lives, it's not because of what we have done, but God's name is greater than great. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible tells us he has given Jesus a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, knee will bow in every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. When your namesake, that means your signature for your namesake. Let me break it down. If you have a child that you tell that child, do not spoil my name. Do not do this because you're spoiling my name and my reputation. Because you want to keep your integrity and your character, so you always say, don't spoil the family name. Don't spoil my name. Don't do this. A name is very important. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. Hallelujah. So when God gives a name, hallelujah, it is so important. In the old days, your name represented who you were. Your characteristic, your name was very, very significant. The parents just didn't give any name. And in each name, there's a certain character in that name. And sometimes people will look up the meaning of their name. Hallelujah. And sometimes we say Almighty God. When we call him Almighty God, that means when we call on his name, it's the Almighty. He's mighty in every area. Hallelujah. When we call the name of Jehovah Jireh, we know that he's provider. He provides so for us. And that's why when you look, there's names and names and names of God. Hallelujah. You can find over 600 names of God, but there are more. Amen, in the name of Jesus. Name is important, is more than important. And that's why I say his name is highly exalted in all the earth. When demons hear the name of Jesus, because Jesus is God in the flesh, when demons hear the name, they tremble at the name of Jesus. They run. Hallelujah. Jesus, Yeshua, HaMashiach, your namesake. So it's not, God is good. And he's good eternally forever. From their time, it's not because of what you've done. Because God's name is on you. And because of his name being on you, when you become a Christian, when you receive, feel the anointing, when you receive Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, and you confess and believe in your heart that he is Lord, and you enter now into the kingdom of God, that means you carry the name of Almighty God. You're under his name. Hallelujah. So even though there are times you mess up, or we mess up and did things that we're not supposed to do, and then we come to the Lord, and the Lord will say, I will do it for my name's sake. Because he will say, my name will not be profaned. That's why the Bible says, do not use the name of God in vain. People use it and they saw it for idleness. Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For your name's sake. For your name's sake. Hallelujah. What is his name? Almighty God, what is his name? I am that I am. What is his name? Eternal Rock of Ages. What is his name? Everlasting Father. What is his name? Elohim. What is his name? Our Creator. Hallelujah. So it's not because, remember when Moses, the children of Israel, gave so much trouble with Moses, and Moses would cry, Lord, for your name's sake, do not destroy these people, because people were told, for your name's sake, Lord, for your name's sake, they deserve to be destroyed, but for your name's sake. So what am I saying to my sister and brother this morning? Jeremiah 14:7, take this and run with it. Yesterday I released some things to you, and I know you didn't run with it. That's okay, because once you don't receive a revelation, it's hard for you to run with those things. Sometimes you miss when God is releasing unto us. I want you to take this serious. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 14:7 says, though our iniquities testify against us, ask, O Lord, for your name's sake, for our backslidings are many. We have sinned against you. Hallelujah. Though our iniquities testify against us, O Lord, for your name's sake. Hallelujah. Testify against us. Act, O Lord. Even though, what is Jeremiah saying? Even though they have done so many things, but because they're under the umbrella of Almighty God in his kingdom, they are children of Israel. He said, Lord, we know we've done wrong, but because of your name, Lord, act for us, oh God. We know we have done wrong, but for your name's sake. Please help us, oh God, for your name's sake. Lord, I know my children have acted up against you. Oh God, for your name's sake, help my children, they are wrong. Lord, for your name's sake, I've done this. I've been doing this and doing that. And I've backslidden from you. I've sinned against you. Oh God, but for your name's sake, forgive me, oh God. For your name's sake, oh God, I am your son, I am your daughter, for your name's sake. So you don't look at Jeremiah 14:7 and write that down. Jeremiah 14:21 says, do not spurn us for your name's sake. Do not spurn us, oh God. Do not spurn us, do not put judgment, oh God, for your name's sake, in the name of Jesus. Lord, for your name's sake, I know we've done wrong, but do not spurn us, oh God, for your name's sake. Lord, do not spurn our children for your name's sake, oh God. Do not spurn our grandchildren for your name's sake, oh God. Do not dishonor your glorious throne. And remember and do not break your covenant with us for your name's sake. Lord, for your name, it's nothing that you deserve or I deserve. But for God's name's sake, Lord, for your name's sake, do not break your covenant with us. Lord, for your name's sake, do not dishonor your glorious throne. Lord, for your name's sake, do not spurn us. Do not spurn our children for your name's sake. Do not spurn our grandchildren for your name's sake. Do not spurn us for your name's sake. Then you go to Daniel. That's what I gave you, Jeremiah 14:21. Then you go to Daniel 9:19. Oh, Lord, forgive. Oh, Lord, pay attention and act. Delay not for your own sake, for your name, oh, Lord, because your city and your people are called by your name. Forgive us for your name's sake. Pay attention to us, oh God, for your name's sake. Lord, act upon for us. War on our behalf for your name's sake. Lord, please do not delay. For your name's sake, I am your son and daughter. This is the prayer, son. I'm your daughter. I'm your kingdom, son. Lord, I do not deserve it. I know I acted out. I know I did ABC. But Lord, for your name's sake, pay attention, Lord. Please. is, I need to act for your namesake. Delay not for your namesake. Father, delay not for your namesake, Lord, because I'm called by your name. The name of God is God's revelation of himself. When you look at that phrase, for the sake of God's name, it's essentially simultaneous with praise and glory. Isaiah 48:9 says, put the sake of my name parallel, put my name on the same level of my glory. Hallelujah. God's great name can be glorified. And God's great name can be profaned. Because sometimes people profane begin to mess up. Hallelujah. And that's why you say, Lord, for your name's sake. And this is the prayer, God's great name can be glorified for your name's sake. You know, when you go for special places in life and your family, your father, your mother, or somebody in your family has done so well and been nice to somebody, and people will give you blessings and different things because of what your grandmother, your grandfather, whoever have done. Not because of what you've done, but because of what your ancestors, your grandparents, parents have done. Because of their name and their character. God's great name, hallelujah. God works for both his glory our good. Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. When we pray, we should always appeal to God, reminding him of what he cannot forget. To do all things for the glory and praise. Do it, O God, for the glory and praise of his great name. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel 12:22 says, for the Lord will not forsake for his great name's sake, because it has pleased the Lord to make you a people for himself. So what do you pray that prayer for? Lord, do not forsake me. You are a daughter, a son of God, for your great name's sake. You know that the Lord needs to forsake you, but this is the prayer. Because of his grace. Lord, because of your name, my name, your name, me, O God, for your great name's sake. Lord, do not forsake my children for your great name's sake. Lord, do not forsake my husband for your great name's sake. Do not forsake us, O God, for your name's sake. Then Psalm 23, verse 3 says, he restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name. Father, for your name's sake, lead me in the path of righteousness. Lead me not in one path, but in paths of righteousness. For your name's sake, O God, restore my soul. Restore my soul, O God, for your name's sake. Restore my soul, O God, for your name's sake. Lead me in paths of righteousness, for your name's sake. Psalm 25, verse 11 says, for your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my guilt, for it is great. And the Holy Spirit, and then we go to God in prayer. We know we deserve to be punished, but then we come to him in Psalm 25, verse 11 says, pardon my guilt, O Lord, for your name's sake. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my guilt. Your name is great. For your name's sake, Lord, I know that I'm not worthy. but because of your namesake, O Lord, pardon my guilt. That's that. Then you go to Psalm 31, verse 3. For you are my rock and my fortress, and for your namesake, you lead me and guide me. Not because of what you have done or I have done, but because of his name. Hallelujah. And this is for those that are in the kingdom of God. Even if you're backslidden for his name's sake, Lord, so that you pray, Lord, for you are my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Lead me and guide me. You are my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, oh God, lead me and guide me. We have chosen, oh Lord, you are my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. For your name's sake, oh God, for you are my children, rock and their fortress. For your name's sake, lead them and guide them, oh God. You are my grandchildren, rock and fortress. For your name's sake, lead my children and my grandchildren and guide them in the name of Jesus. Father, you are my husband's rock and his fortress. For your name's sake, lead him and guide him in the name of Jesus. Then you go to Psalm 79, verse 9. Help us all, God of all salvation, for the glory of your name. Help us for the glory of your name. Deliver us, O God, and atone for our sins for your name's sake. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and atone for our sins for your name's sake. For your name's sake, help us, O God. Then you go to Psalm 106, verse 8. Yet he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make known his mighty power. Lord, save us for your name's sake, and make us know your mighty power. Make known to us your mighty power. Save us for your name's sake, and make known to us your mighty power. Psalm 106, verse 8. Psalm 109, 21. But you, O Lord, my Lord, deal on my behalf for your name's sake, because your steadfast love is good. Deliver me. But you, O Lord, my God, deal on my behalf, O God. You be my lawyer, O God. Deal on my behalf for your name's sake. I am your son and daughter. So because you're in the kingdom of God and maybe you've done certain things, but you're coming back to God for your name's sake, deliver me. For your name's sake, oh God, deliver me, oh God. For your name's sake, deliver. Save me, oh God, for your name's sake. Because your steadfast love is good. Hallelujah. Psalm 143, verse 11 says, for your name's sake, O Lord, maybe you're sick. Then he said, Lord, preserve my life for your name's sake, O God. Lord, save me from the hands of the enemy, seen and unseen enemies. Preserve my life for your name's sake, O God. Oh, bring my soul out of trouble. In your righteousness, bring my soul out of trouble. Father, according to Psalm 143, verse 11, for your name's sake, O Lord, preserve my life. And in your righteousness, bring my soul. Isaiah 48, verse 9 to 11 says, for your name's sake. God is saying, for my name's sake, I defer my anger. For the sake of my praise, I restrain it for you. For my name's sake. So God is saying, for his name's sake, he will defer his anger. He will not let his wrath and anger come upon you. And he said, for the sake of my praise, I will restrain it for you. So God is holding back his anger for his name's sake, that I may not cut you off, but for my own sake, for my own sake, I do it. For how should my name be profaned? My glory, I will not gaze to another. Hallelujah. That means he will defer his anger. Hallelujah. He will not cut you off. Even though we deserve to be cut off, for his name's sake, he will not do it. He will not profane his name. Lord, for my name's sake. Then we'll do the last two, and I'll let you go. Ezekiel 20, verse 9. But I acted for the sake of my name. I acted for the sake of my name, that it should not be profaned in the sight of the nations among whom they live, in whose sight I made myself known to them, in bringing them out of the land of Egypt. Hallelujah. So the Lord, I will not, God said, I'm not going to be profane. You're not going to embarrass me for these nations. Hallelujah. My name is right on you. So for my name, I will not profane my name. I'm not going to make you a laughing stock because my name is on you. Hallelujah. Then he says, Ezekiel 20, verse 14, but I acted for the sake of my name. So God, I acted for the sake of my name. Because, you know, he didn't want people to say, oh, look at the Lord has deserted him, but because of the sake of his name, not because we deserve it. So, so many prayer points on this. Hallelujah. And when you begin to pray for your name's sake, save me, oh God. Lord, I have sinned and fallen short of your glory. For your name's sake, preserve me, oh God. For your name, Lord, I know I don't deserve it. For your name's sake, Lord, I know I'm wrong. For your name's sake, Lord, do not let them fire me from my job. Even though I'm wrong, Lord, for your name's sake, let them favor me. Lord, for your name's sake, oh God, let me be fruitful. Hallelujah. For your name's sake. For your name's sake. Hallelujah. For your name's sake. Sometimes I'm getting ready to do certain things, especially when it comes to decorating, I go, everything, you know, you take it to God for your name. What do you want? For your name's sake. Give me creative ideas, Elohim. For your name's sake. Elohim, for your name's sake. Give me creative ideas. Show me what to do and what not to do. Because your name is, when we say, I am that I am, Prayer Tabernacle Ministry, that's God's name. For your name's sake, Lord, bless each and every one under the sound of my voice. I am that I am. For your name's sake, Lord, release the blessings and breakthroughs in the name I am that I am on this ministry, not because we deserve it. Of your name's sake, I am that I am. Your great name. Release blessings upon blessings for your name's sake. Father, we bless you, and we thank you for this word. Hallelujah. Father, I pray, oh God, for our apostle who brought this word. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, that I was able to catch on it and release this word unto your children for your name's sake. We bless you. We thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, blessed Sunday in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless each and every one for his name's sake. Lord, activate the blessings and in your name. Let it rest upon us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed Sunday. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I was sitting in the kitchen, and I was like, Lord, what am I going to do? I have all these responsibilities, all this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you, and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you knew to do, and still you took 2 steps forward and you took 5 steps back, and you're saying, God, what in the world is going on? And I was sitting in my kitchen, and I didn't understand it, and then these words came. I said, Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try, 'cause you've been so good.
Lift your voice. Come on, tell them today.
You so good to me.
Let's go right here. Everybody lift up your voice.
Lord, you are good. You've been so good.
Come on, say, Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough.
Because I owe you, Jesus.
I owe you.
Somebody say, even if I tried it, it wouldn't work. I tried. It wouldn't work because. Come on and lift up your voices.